This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. State Department said on Sunday it has suspended employee training programs related to diversity and inclusion. The statement confirmed a Reuters report from the day before, but affirmed the State Department's commitment to fostering a more diverse workplace. An internal State Department cable obtained by Reuters on Saturday showed the temporary pause came after President Donald Trump's executive order a month ago directing federal agencies to end programs deemed, quote, divisive by the White House. The executive order forbid the teaching by federal agencies of, quote, divisive concepts, including that the United States is, quote, fundamentally racist or sexist. The training suspension came less than 2 weeks before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election, in which the debate about racial injustice in the United States has been fueled by police killings of Black Americans that sparked nationwide protests over the summer. During the first debate with his Democratic rival Joe Biden, Mr. Trump defended his executive order, saying training programs were teaching people, quote, very bad ideas. Spain has declared a national state of emergency Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on what it calls a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million. VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari on Sunday launched an appeal for peace in Nigeria, where the authorities are struggling to end looting after 2 weeks of protests in the most populous country in Africa. The Nigerian head of state added that he supported the principle of a judicial inquiry in Lagos to bring justice to the peaceful protesters who lost their lives, to the security men who were murdered, end quote, and to those who lost property during the days of violence. That's according to a statement released by the presidency. The bloody crackdown on peaceful protests in Lagos last week left 12 people dead. That's according to Amnesty International. The deaths outraged Nigerians and the international community. Buhari has been heavily criticized for not speaking out after the violence. Police in Belarus used stun grenades Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. News reports say that 100,000 protesters were in the streets of Minsk on Sunday. It's the 11th week in a row of demonstrations against Lukashenko's contested victory in August's presidential elections. At least two people were injured by police in Sunday's protests. That's according to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. 60 people were arrested, according to Belarusian rights group Vesna. Opposition leader Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya, who fled the country for her safety after the August election, has called for a national strike if Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. Lukashenko has indicated he will ignore the ultimatum. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López arrived in Spain Sunday after fleeing his home country. He had been sheltering at the Spanish ambassador's residence in Caracas for the past 18 months. López had left the Spanish embassy several days ago and crossed the border into Colombia on Friday before making his way to Spain. López is a former Caracas mayor. He was arrested in 2014 when mass opposition protests began in Venezuela. He served several years in prison before being released to house arrest. He then sought refuge inside the Spanish ambassador's residence. Founder of the centrist Popular Will Party, López is considered a political mentor of National Assembly President Juan Guaido, whom almost 60 countries have recognized as the interim Venezuelan president. More than 58 million Americans have already voted, about two-thirds of them by mail and about a third in person. Many of them say they want to do so ahead of Election Day to avoid the threat of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.